Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Wednesday afternoon. You know, just heard that commercial for 120 Life, and they were talking about pigging out over the holidays, and you can get back to your health regimen after that, enjoying that. You know, maybe think a lot of people, and this is the time of the year when we think of those who don't have the food to pig out over the holidays. And I think that's always on the mind of the folks at the Lakeview Pantry. The CEO is Kelly O'Connell, and she joins us now. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve?
I'm well, thank you. So, you know, it's never too early in the holiday season to talk about how we can help others. And you're already up with the program, right, to try to raise money to buy turkeys for the people of Lakeview.
Yeah, we just launched our new turkey fund this year. And if folks want to help us support people over the holidays, make sure they have a turkey for their holiday table, we'd love to have them join us in the mission.
I want to get to how they can help, but first, what's the demand like? I'm assuming that it's off its worst from the pandemic, or is that not the case?
It's definitely not as bad as at the height of the pandemic, but we do continue to serve far more people than we did before the pandemic. Services are up about 60% more than pre-pandemic. Wow. And perhaps even more worrisome, at least for me, is that we continue to serve more than three times the number of households with children than we did before the pandemic.
But we're talking about the Lakeview Pantry. The CEO is Kelly O'Connell. Is your situation typical? I would imagine you talk to other pantries as well.
Yeah, it's pretty typical across the city. We're definitely seeing increased need, especially for those hardest hit industries during the pandemic, right? Like hospitality workers, travel industry. Folks are getting back to work, no doubt, but they took a big hit.
Where do you get your food typically for the pantry?
Yeah, we get it from a lot of different places. We partner with the Greater Chicago Food Depository to get some of our food. We also work with a lot of retailers in the city to pick up what we call food rescue, stuff that's about to turn or, you know, might not be selling as much on the shelves. And then we also get tons of food from our community. Our community across the city does food drives for us. They do virtual food drives and does fundraising for us.
One of the things I hadn't considered, too, is we've been talking a lot on this show about the inflation and the cost of food going up. And I think Mary Vandeveld even earlier today talked about the fact that the cost of turkeys were going up dramatically. So even someone who might have a job might not have the means to, present a full Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, and we see a lot of that, honestly, working families that are working two or three jobs to make ends meet. Sometimes they don't, and so they need to turn to a food pantry to put food on their table. And you're right, the cost of turkeys are going up. So that's one item that we typically purchase. We'll purchase protein to make sure folks can get access to healthy meats and proteins. But turkeys in particular is a big purchase item for us every year.
How does it work? Explain for us, Kelly, how people can help.
Yeah, so anyone that would like to support our efforts, especially around turkeys, can donate to our Turkey Fund, which helps us to provide holiday turkeys for anyone in need in the month of November and December. People can visit give.lakeviewpantry.org/turkeyfund. In addition, if you're not in a position to donate money, we also have a significant need for more volunteers around the holiday season, and you can sign up to volunteer at lakeviewpantry.org.
So lakeviewpantry.org, even if you go there to contribute, right, I'm sure it's easy to find the link to jump. You know, someone just texted in, so many people needing help. Well, I think that they might be, I'm not sure what the message here is, but the text says, with so many people needing help, how are recreational marijuana sales over $1 billion? They might be being critical there. I'm reading that by saying, if we in Illinois can afford $1 billion in recreational marijuana sales, we probably can help people pick up a turkey, too.
Yep. I think so, too. And holidays can be hard for folks. In addition to food, we also offer mental health services for free. And if so folks can't afford it or don't have insurance, they can turn to us for mental health counseling during the holidays.
Well, that's fantastic. So how do they go to the website as well, or can they drop in, or how does that work?
That website's going to unlock lots of options, whether you want to take us up on our services or help provide the services, lakeviewpantry.org.
Lakeviewpantry.org. Kelly O'Connell is the CEO. Fantastic. I know you do good work all year round, but we especially appreciate it this time of year. So thanks for that, Kelly. And hopefully people will heed your call and help with the turkeys.
Yeah, thanks for helping us spread the word, Steve. Hopefully we'll see you around volunteering soon.
All right, be well.